This is Ted Kennedy. The U.S. Civil Rights Commission has called on President Bush to reject using racially divisive tactics in the 1992 campaign. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush and the Republican Party are feeling the heat these days because of their unseemly tactic of fanning racial flames in political campaigns. Last month, in a major address, Senator Bill Bradley of New Jersey took President Bush to task for his opposition to civil rights and for resorting to the use of the notorious Willie Horton TV commercial in the 1988 campaign. Now, fearing a repetition in 1992, the respected bipartisan U.S. Civil Rights Commission, led by Bush appointee Arthur Fletcher, has made the same point. All eight members of the commission have unanimously called on President Bush and other candidates to take the high ground and reject the use of vicious campaign tactics that polarize the country and rub salt in the nation's wounds on race. Sound advice, Al. Will President Bush heed it?
Bush and racism. What a low punch in the groin, Ted. The Willie Horton issue was about crime, not race. It was about a weak Democrat governor who was so soft on crime that he let a cruel, vicious criminal out of the slammer on a weekend pass, a little holiday that Horton used to rape an innocent victim. A Democrat primary opponent brought it up first, not Bush. Ted, I think it's shameful for one like you to use the issue of race to hide how soft-headed you are on coddling dangerous criminals. You let them out to hurt others again when society has every reason to believe they will rape or kill again. And I guess what you're telling me, Ted, is that President Bush should have chosen a criminal who was white instead of one who happened to be black. And, Ted, that would be racism in reverse, and it's but one more example of how politically correct you want everyone to be. So that's freedom, huh? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Castro's blackmail of his own citizen. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.